in the cereal aisle of the grocery store, she knew something had to change. She'd had to work late. Things seemed very loud in the grocery store all of a sudden for Joy. Sounds were kind of magnified. She'd had to work late. She was starving. And they had moved her cereal once again. She couldn't find it. All these boxes. And there's nothing here I want. And she burst into tears. I've got to get out of here. She was halfway to the front door when she remembered, oh, my prescription. She lined up at the pharmacy, turned her face over to the big community bulletin board so people wouldn't see that she'd been crying. It was just full of posters and notices, flyers. There was a little business card sort of hanging off the edge of the board. It was crooked. She reached out to straighten it out, and it came off in her hand. Change your habits, change your life. Margaret, 7 to 8 p.m. And a phone number. Change your habits, change your life. Oh, Stevens? Yeah, that's me. Thank you. When Joy got home, she was unpacking her prescription, and the little business card fell out. It had gotten tangled up in the wrappings. It was 7:42. Why not?
Yeah, hello?
Hi. Hi, can I speak to Margaret, please?
Speaking.
Margaret, hi, this is Joy, Joy Stevens, and I'm calling about the change your habits, change your...
Yeah, what do you want to change?
You know, a lot about my life is really good. I mean, I have a good job, I have an apartment I like.
Yeah, then what are you calling me for?
Well, Margaret, I'm calling you because last month I turned the same age my mother was when she died. And I feel like I'm not really in my life, you know, like it's just like passing me by and I'm not really living it.
All right, I get the picture. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to change three things about your life. Change those three things, your life will change.
What three things?
You're going to tell me. What's something you've always wanted to do but never done? Don't think, just answer.
Dance. Yes. I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I've always...
Yeah, all right. What's something you don't like about yourself?
My weight.
Good. What's something you use every day that you hate?
My hair dryer.
Good. Pick one of those things. Change it. Call me back. Click.
Hello, Margaret? But which one? Pick. How do I? Hello? Shouldn't these people have licenses or something? Jeez. That night, Joy dreamed she was back in the supermarket. But this time, the shelves went all the way up to the sky. And every time she tried to pick a package off or read a label, the letters just dissolved into this blur. She woke up with a headache, in a bad mood. Took her shower, pulled out her hair dryer. It was old. It was a hand-me-over from her sister. It had one setting, too hot. And when you used it, it would short out all the time, so you'd have to cram the cord back in the handle to get it to keep going.
You threw it out in the hall?
Yes! Margaret, it was amazing. It smashed into a million pieces. And I got a new one with a diffuser. I mean, my hair looks fabulous. And listen, Margaret, that's not all. Does my voice sound echoey to you?
Echoey?
Yes. I got rid of my living room furniture. All of it.
I hated it. You know, it was just stuff people had given me, you know, but it's great. I have space. Margaret, I finally feel like I can breathe. Yeah, you're doing good. Okay. Remember that second thing you don't like about yourself? Yeah, my weight. Listen, Margaret, that is going to be a little more. Yeah, change it. Call me back. Click. Hello, hello. Oh, Margaret. Oh. Joy was still angry the next morning when she walked into work, into the lobby of her office building. Change it. Call me back. Just change it. Change global warming. Call me back. She walked up to the coffee stand. Yeah, hi. Yeah, double mocha and, yeah, muffin. Change it. Just change it. Do you want change? The barista said. Oh. No, I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. No, I don't want any change. Stop the drink. Stop the drink. I mean, I'll pay for it, but give me a single latte with, not skim. 1%. Yes, 1%. And, is that a banana back there? And that's how she started. She decided when she ate, that's all she would do, just eat. She wouldn't talk on the phone, she wouldn't read a book, she wouldn't watch TV, she'd just eat. It's amazing how long it takes you to eat a banana when that's all you're doing. And then she started walking, just a little bit, like if she had to go up to accounting the next floor up, she'd take the stairs instead of the elevator. Or she started parking way at the end of the parking lot, so she had to walk a bit to get into the building, and at first it was torture. But then she started walking at lunch, and then her neighborhood of an evening, and in a couple of weeks, I'm telling you, Margaret, I'm gonna have to go shopping. I have to get some new pants. My waistband is loose. I think I dropped a size. Oh, yeah, you're doing good. Are you all right? Yeah, got a cold. Okay, listen. There's still that one thing, remember? You wanted to do that you've never done? Yeah, dance. I know, Margaret. Just do it. Yeah, call me back. Click. All right, Margaret. I'll call you right before I'm about to go on stage at the Bolshoi. Well, work was crazy. She had to work through the weekend. It wasn't until next Tuesday that Joy could actually stop off at the community center on her way home, where she knew they had dancing classes. She had no idea how many dancing classes they had until the woman at the front desk gave her the schedule. Oh, there was line dancing and salsa dancing and tango and belly dancing. Got the basic equipment, thought Joy. There was a class going on right then, and they let her look in the window, and the room was full of women. All different shapes and sizes and ages, and one really brave man. And they had these clothes on, these shimmery, floaty, shiny, glittery clothes. They looked fantastic, and then the teacher hit the music, and she put up her arms, and she did a little shimmy, and everybody in the class shimmied. Joy signed up on the spot. It looked like a blast. The next class wasn't going to start for 2 weeks, but they gave her the practice CD, the music to take home with her. She got home, she went straight to her living room, closed the drapes, put the CD in the CD player, hit the on button. Music swelled, filled her living room, and she started to dance. Took off her scarf, started to unbutton her coat, fell to the floor, and then she put her hands up and she did a shimmy, like the teacher did, and she started to laugh. And then she started to cry. And she put her head back and she started to whirl around. And as she was whirling, the tears were coming out of her eyes and they were kind of rolling down the side of her face and down into her ears and flicking out as she just spun around and around and around her living room faster and faster in circles. When the song stopped, she was a little winded. So she went over and pressed the pause button. It's just 7:30. Still time to call Margaret. Hello.
Margaret Weiss's room.
Hi. Hi. Can I speak to Margaret?
I'm so sorry. Margaret has passed on.
What?
Yes. She was ready to go. It was last Sunday night. Her arthritis had gotten so bad, you know. We couldn't get her out of bed anymore, even using the lift. It was time.
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
Mariana. I work here on Margaret's floor at the nursing center, the evening shift. We will all miss her. She has been with us for many, many years. Is her family having a service, or she never spoke of family, and she didn't want a service. No, my people will remember me. That's what Margaret always said. Each night, when I put the headset on, and she'd talk to all the people who called, were you one?
Yes.
Ah. It brought her much happiness. Now, I must go. Yes, of course. Thank you. Mariana. And you are?
Joy.
Ah, yes. The dancer.